Part 2. Taking note of the major BPD symptoms. In this part. This part zeroes in on the major symptoms of borderline personality disorder, BPD. We illustrate how each of these symptoms impacts the lives of people with BPD and those who interact with them. We also show you how incredibly different from each other two people with BPD can appear to be. Chapter 5. Sensation Seeking and Self-Harm. The Impulsivity of BPD. In this chapter, finding excitement in dangerous places, understanding self-harm and the reasons behind it, seeking escape through suicide. Excruciating emotional pain is a frequent companion of people with borderline personality disorder, BPD. Attempts to escape from this pain can take many forms, including abusing substances, cutting oneself, and attempting suicide. Although these escape strategies provide momentary relief, in the long run, they cause increased pain for people with BPD and those who care about them. In Chapter 3, we describe the first two symptoms of BPD, sensation seeking and self-harm, as being impulsive in nature. In this chapter, we elaborate on these two symptoms and the impulsive actions they involve. Self-harm and sensation-seeking can cause emotional damage, physical injury, and sometimes even death. First, we look at some of the impulsive behaviors that people with BPD sometimes exhibit as they try to feed a need for excitement or fill a deep emotional emptiness. After exploring the basics of impulsivity, we move on to self-mutilation, a shocking but common feature of BPD that also involves impulsive behaviors. Finally, we describe the thoughts and feelings that lie behind an extreme form of impulsive behavior, suicide threats and attempts. Living dangerously. Impulsive behavior. Impulsivity involves two critical behavior problems. First, people who act impulsively tend to overlook the future, especially the negative outcomes that are likely to result from their present behaviors. Second, impulsive people don't fully process information before acting. In other words, they don't think before they act. People with BPD have trouble controlling their impulses or immediate wants and desires. They crave excitement and drama, and they crave it now, hence the term sensation seekers. They feel driven to fill the deep well of emptiness they feel inside, but with every impulsive behavior, they only increase their feelings of hollowness. The more they try to satisfy their insatiable cravings, the more their cravings grow. After they engage in an impulsive act, they usually report feeling momentarily better. However, those feelings of satisfaction are quickly replaced by enormous guilt, anxiety, and self-loathing. People with BPD try to satisfy their sensation-seeking urges in many different ways. Here are some of the more common behaviors people with BPD rely on to satisfy their urges. Spending. Impulsive spending isn't about walking by a colorful package in the grocery store and buying it on impulse. Most people do buy something on impulse from time to time. In contrast, though, problematic, impulsive spending involves out-of-control buying binges. Some people with BPD try to fill a void by purchasing excessive quantities of totally unnecessary stuff. Some impulsive spenders pile up debt like a mountain of trash in a landfill. People who spend impulsively may go on extravagant vacations, spend too much on luxuries, and fill closets with clothes they rarely even wear, all to fill the emptiness within them. Gambling. Gambling is a rapidly growing problem in most developed countries. People who occasionally go to a casino and spend a predetermined amount of money don't qualify as impulsive gamblers. Most people know that the odds of winning are with the casino, not the gambler. However, some people with BPD ignore these odds and gamble with abandon. Sometimes they take out second mortgages to fuel their habits. They may even resort to forgery, embezzlement, and theft to raise the money they need to continue gambling. In most cases, like with impulsive spending, the motivation is to fill the emptiness they feel inside with a rush of excitement. But it never works, at least not in the long run. Binge eating. People with BPD sometimes try to regulate their emotions and fill their feelings of emptiness by overeating. They gorge on an entire box of cookies, a carton of ice cream, or a huge bag of potato chips. They eat such large quantities that they often vomit, or at least feel acute discomfort, instead of feeling satisfied. Shoplifting. Occasionally, you read about a movie star or other famous wealthy person who gets caught shoplifting. You probably wonder why people with loads of money risk jail time for something they can easily afford to buy. The answer lies in their need for excitement. People with BPD, who are impulsive shoplifters, fill the emptiness in their lives with the excitement, and maybe even fear, that comes with shoplifting. Sometimes they steal relatively worthless items just to give them away. Keep in mind that impulsive shoplifters aren't people who steal because of dire economic conditions. Reckless driving. Reckless drivers ignore all the potential consequences of their behavior. They initiate reckless behavior to add excitement and a sense of danger to their lives. People with BPD who exhibit this risky behavior do amazingly dangerous things on the road, gun through stoplights, change lanes without signaling to other drivers, speed well beyond the limit, and execute hair-raising U-turns illegally. If you're wondering whether impulsive, reckless drivers end up in more accidents than other people, studies indicate that the answer is yes. Reckless sex. For many people, sex is exciting. People with BPD who exhibit impulsive behaviors often attempt to increase their level of excitement by seeking one new partner after another. Even while fearing abandonment by their current partner, they often have affairs and engage in risky, unprotected sexual activities. They may feel seduced by sadomasochistic sex, group sex, partner swapping, or exhibitionism. To people who follow their sexual impulses, sex with someone new may represent an attempt to obtain the validation they didn't receive as kids. Or they may use sex to try to fill the emptiness they feel in their lives. Obviously, such impulsive sexual behavior greatly increases risks of sexually transmitted diseases, unwanted pregnancies, and sometimes even violence. Substance abuse. Substance abuse is one of the most common forms of impulsivity that people engage in, whether they have BPD or not. Furthermore, the consumption of many substances, such as alcohol, marijuana, cocaine, or ecstasy, causes further loss of inhibition and triggers more impulsive behaviors of other types. Some people with BPD abuse substances to try to regulate their out-of-control emotions. Others do so for the rush or high they crave to fill their endless emptiness. Unfortunately, substance abuse raises the risk of suicide in people with BPD who are already at high risk of self-induced death. Impulsiveness partially explains why most people with BPD don't live as long as people without the disorder. Whether because of suicide, car accidents, substance abuse, or simply unhealthy lifestyles, BPD all too often cuts life short. Hurting for help. Self-harm is a more dramatic impulsive symptom of BPD than the behaviors we describe in the preceding section. Many people assume that acts of self-injury or mutilation are suicide attempts. However, a desire to die isn't usually the motive that drives someone to commit self-harm. Although some people who hurt themselves do eventually commit suicide, Many people engage in the dangerous behaviors we describe in the following section for decades without ever attempting suicide. Types of self-harming acts. People with BPD commit a surprisingly diverse range of acts, all meant to inflict pain or harm on themselves, including the following. Cutting. People who use this method of self-harm most commonly make cuts on their arms, legs, and abdomens. Some cutters try to hide their injuries, while others seek to display them. They use various tools, such as razor blades, scissors, paper clips, staples, needles, knives, and broken glass. Sometimes people even scratch themselves severely with their own fingernails. Burning. People often burn themselves with cigarettes, lighters, and matches. Typically, each burning act involves only a small area of the body. However, numerous scars may spread over time. Blunt force trauma. This category of self-harm includes pounding fists against walls, punching oneself, banging one's head into something hard, and using a hammer or other tool to inflict pain to one's own body. Blunt force trauma sometimes results in bruises, scars, wounds, and, in rare cases, broken bones. Skin picking and hair pulling. These acts include picking at cuticles and scabs, pulling out hair, and pinching the skin until it bleeds. These symptoms also sometimes accompany various other emotional disorders and may be related to obsessive-compulsive disorder. Intentional accidents. Behaviors in this category of self-harm may appear accidental at first. However, some people with BPD purposely avoid taking reasonable precautions. They may have accidents at work or home that they could easily avoid by being more careful or by using basic safety equipment or clothing. As a result of not being careful, they may fall off ladders that they set up on unsteady ground or burn themselves while using broken sticks to rearrange logs in a fireplace. Rare behaviors. This category of self-harm includes rare, but certainly not unheard of, actions, including the following. Swallowing sharp objects. Friction burning. Eyeball pushing. Biting one's own body. Inserting objects into bodily cavities. Ingesting harmful, but not fatal, chemicals. Serious self-harming behaviors, like the ones we list here, afflict approximately 2 million people in the United States alone, many of whom have BPD. Some acts of self-harm come to the attention of medical professionals only in emergency rooms. Why hurt yourself? You may find yourself struggling to understand the idea that engaging in various acts of self-harm can actually provide relief to someone with BPD. Although you may wonder why some people want to hurt themselves, people with BPD and professionals who treat them have developed plenty of theories about the motivations behind these shocking and extremely painful behaviors. These motivations include the following. To get attention. Many professionals don't believe that this motivation plays a large role in the reasoning behind most self-harming behaviors, because most people who exhibit self-harm try to hide what they've done from others. Sometimes, though, people with BPD lack the skills they need to obtain appropriate nurture and support from others. Instead, they feel driven to hurt themselves as a way to seek help. In the end, these attention-seeking acts may elicit the concern and care that people with BPD need, but they're desperate ways to reach this goal. To distract from emotional pain. Many experts, including ourselves, believe that people with BPD engage in self-harm as a way to deal with unbearable inner or emotional pain. Physical pain pales in comparison to what they feel internally, but it does pull attention away from their overwhelming emotions, at least temporarily. to feel better. When you injure your body, your brain releases natural painkillers called endorphins. These endorphins may facilitate a return to a less distressing emotional state. Thus, ironically, physical pain may actually help some people regulate their emotions. For a much less extreme example of the positive effects of endorphins, some people find appeal in eating hot chili peppers because eating them causes their bodies to release endorphins. Thus, even people who don't suffer from severe emotional disorders can understand, on some level, the appeal of obtaining a rush of endorphins. To feel something other than numbness and emptiness. Some people with BPD report that they feel unreal and out of touch with the world around them. See Chapter 10 for more on this symptom of BPD. These people sometimes inflict pain on themselves to feel something real. To punish themselves. Although mental health professionals don't know how often this motivation leads people with BPD to self-harming behaviors, some people do report that they believe they deserve punishment and abuse. In these cases, the self-harm may be a way for people to punish themselves. To get back at someone. Some people with BPD are unable to express anger appropriately and, as a result, hurt themselves to make others feel guilty for something they said or did. To reenact their own abuse. Many people with BPD report that they were abused during childhood. See Chapter 4 for more on the causes of BPD. Children often believe that they deserve the abuse they receive, and thus, as adults, they sometimes continue the pattern of abuse on themselves. These motivations represent interesting hypotheses. However, professionals don't have enough data to determine which motives best account for self-harm in people with BPD. The reasons for each individual most likely vary. Although you may find studying the reasons behind self-harming behaviors fascinating, people with BPD who hurt themselves may not find your insight helpful. In other words, insight into why people hurt themselves isn't always enough to help them stop. Although no situation of self-harm is really typical, the following story about Abigail illustrates how one person with BPD engages in this behavior to cope with her distress. Abigail throws her cell phone across the room. She hears Ryan, her now ex-boyfriend, yelling on the phone. She picks up the phone and screams that he'll be sorry he cheated on her. He pleads with her to settle down. After all, he only talked to someone else at work. She hangs up the phone. Now, her rage changes to anxiety. She feels tense and desperate, and she can't seem to catch her breath. The only escape from her searing pain is blood. She pulls the knife from her dresser drawer. The urge grows. Abigail pulls off her t-shirt. She slowly pushes the blade into the skin on her stomach. She experiences a single moment of delicious pain. Then nothing. She watches the blood begin to flow and pulls the knife higher, watching more blood pour out of her stomach. She deliberately slices through a scab from the last time. Somehow, the sight of blood calms her down and eases her into a state of peace. She slowly rocks back and forth. In the preceding story, Abigail feels searing emotional pain and doesn't know how to cope. She turns to cutting as a way of distracting herself from her overwhelming emotions. Chapter 16 offers ways to help people cope with their intense emotions in more effective ways. Remember, self-harming behaviors are always dangerous, and they typically escalate in severity and require treatment. See Part 4 for some ideas about how to reduce self-harm. Suicide, seeking the ultimate escape. People with BPD are at a disturbingly high risk of eventually committing suicide. This risk terrifies the people who care about them and frightens the mental health providers who treat them. Studies suggest that as many as 10% of people with BPD eventually commit suicide and frequently precede the final act with numerous attempts. These suicidal acts are among the most serious and complex of the impulsive behaviors that sometimes afflict people with BPD. A cry for help or an attempt at revenge. People who live through suicide attempts usually report that they felt unbearable emotional pain before the attempt. They felt helpless and hopeless about their options and their lives. They didn't see any potential for a better future, and the thought of oblivion left them no alternate option. Suicide attempts are sometimes desperate calls for help. Unfortunately, for people who succeed at suicide, help comes too late. For other people, suicide attempts seem to involve a need to get back at people in their lives who have wronged, abandoned, or hurt them. In these cases, people with suicidal urges seem to believe that they'll be able to watch their foes feel guilt and remorse after their death. Who's at risk? Mental health professionals want to have the ability to predict who has a particularly high risk of suicide and who has a lower risk. But so many factors play into who is at most risk that professionals can't say exactly who will try suicide and who won't. At the time of this writing, however, professionals do know that the diagnosis of BPD greatly increases the risk of suicide. Risks of suicide also seem to increase if a person has made previous suicidal attempts, or parasuicidal behaviors, or has experienced a suicide in the family. Professionals also know that substance abuse raises the risk of eventual suicide. Studies that look at suicide suggest that people with BPD usually don't commit suicide during adolescence or in their 20s. Suicide in people with BPD is more common during the third decade of life. Assessing the risk of a given individual is an extremely difficult task. But psychotherapy for BPD does appear to lower the risk of suicide. In addition, whether treated or not, people with BPD usually experience a reduction of symptoms, including suicidal behaviors, in their 40s and 50s, so time eventually becomes an ally. Warning. Although predicting suicide in someone with BPD is extremely difficult, you should seek professional help if your loved one exhibits the following behaviors. Shows a sharp loss of interest in things he or she used to enjoy in life. Talks about feeling utterly hopeless and helpless. Expresses the view that the world would be better off without him or her. Talks about committing suicide. Calls people to say goodbye. Puts personal affairs in order. Exhibits unusual calm for no clear reason after extended sadness. Starts giving prized possessions away without cause. Has experienced a serious recent loss. No one can reliably predict or prevent all suicides. If someone you care about commits suicide, it's not your fault. But if you believe that suicide may be imminent, call the police. Warning. If you're experiencing feelings of helplessness, hopelessness, or the desire to end your life, seek help immediately. Impulsive behaviors encompass only two of the major symptoms of BPD that we describe in Chapter 3. Not everyone who exhibits impulsivity, specifically sensation-seeking, self-harm, or suicide, qualifies for a diagnosis of BPD. Some people who present these behaviors have bipolar disorder and only exhibit them when they're experiencing an episode of mania. See Chapter 3 for more information about mania and bipolar disorder. Others have specific diagnoses like kleptomania, impulsive stealing, pathological gambling, or substance abuse, and don't show other signs of BPD. Furthermore, not everyone who has a diagnosis of BPD engages in the impulsive behaviors we describe in this chapter, but many do.